More than 70% of the travel people who joins tourism industry as a business give up in the initial 2 years. Number one reason is they are not clear in the niche, in their niche clarity. In this podcast, myself, Coach Mr. G Singh, is going take you into the deeper level, how you can be clear in your niche, and then you can make your mission and work towards it. No matters you go slow or fast, if you have a clear mission, you can make right strategies and you can work for long. So hence, let's get into deeper and understand what is your niche. Take your pen papers ready, make your digital notes while listening this and make best out of it. All right. So in niche clarity, we have to understand the sub niche first. What is your sub niche? And then we'll go into micro niche. Before moving ahead, there are 5 P formula which I want you to write it down and check yourself where you stand in this. Number one is passion. Any idea you have, it should resonate with your passion. So if you are not passionate about it, then you are not going to impact in the long run. So make sure your idea resonates with your passion. Then it should solve a burning problem of the market. Problem. Second P is problem. You have to be specific with the problem so that you are not in the red ocean. You cross that and be in the blue ocean. After solving the problem, you should have a target right market. You have the target audience, which is your persona. By working specifically for that target market in the initial times is going to help you and your company to sustain for a long run. People will trust you. You will be able to grab their trust and you will be spending less on your marketing. See, one thing is sure, be it any business you are in, marketing is one thing which will take all your major expenses. You have to continuously market yourself. So accordingly, if you have less products, if you are specialized, then your marketing expense will be low comparatively to have more all products, right? Then there should be a potential also. It should be by potential, I mean it is going in the upward trend. People have the capacity to pay you to solve that problem. It should not be like, you have the idea that resonates with your passion, you are solving a problem, they are okay, the problem is genuine and they cannot, do it by themselves. Then after that, the persona is also there, the right market also you get, but people are not having the potential to pay. Then you are going to monetize it. And then your expertise will take you to the next scale wherein you are going to make your profits. So passion, solving a problem with the right persona, going in the right direction of that is potential and then profit. Many of us just take 1 year, 2 years knowledge and then we jump in for the profits because we jump in for the last P. That is a problem. We don't work on the initial 4 Ps. If we work on the initial 4 Ps, then profit will automatically come to you from here or there. That has to. Money will come after you. All right. So now come back to niche clarity. You have to measure your niche once you get it with 5P formula. And your sub niche, we have to understand where is your target audience, where is your niche, where is your expertise. People travel for business, health, career, leisure, and creativity. So we have divided it into 5 parts. When I talk about business, then it comes as corporate travel, MICE, which is meetings, incentives, conferences, exhibitions, health, medical tourism for specific treatments. These are the two which can, come for the under the health travel. Then career related, people travel because of student travel is there because of their higher studies, their PRs, immigration, they would like to, work in other countries for their upliftment. Then there is a leisure travel, which is holiday, meeting friends and family, honeymoon, anniversary, all these comes under leisure travel, then creativity. Creativity is, you know, your experiential travel, which comes as solo travel, and then bike trips, photography tours, kitchen tours, senior citizen trips, yoga trips, wildlife tours, shopping tours, pilgrimage tours, cultural trips. So all these, you know, comes under creativity. So these are the five areas which you have to write. What is your best area? Then we'll go towards the micro niche. Now we have to dive in to the micro niche. In the micro niche, you have to decide what all services you have to give as per your expertise. So once, and what all services it can be in the tourism industry. It can be ticketing, which again consists of train, bus, air, corporate fares, fixed departures and group fares. It can be hotels, then domestic, international, destination specific. Maybe you can go for budget hotels, then premium hotels, luxury hotels. Or same goes to international also. Then packages, you can go for domestic, international or any destination specific. Travel insurance, visa and forex. You have to write down your micro niche where you can work, which resonate with you and where you have the idea that resonates with your passion. Now let's come on the target audience, which is number three for the part. Target audience, as per the services you have selected, as per the area, your sub niche and micro niche you have selected, now you have to select your target audience. Business owners, corporates, students, adults, senior citizens. So what is your target audience? Write in your papers or write in your notepads. Alright, so once you decided your audience, which is your target audience, it would be easier for you to market them on various channels, and then you can decide which platform you have to initiate with, and then you can diversify further. Now you have to work out on the number four part, which is top 10 challenges your market has. So as per your target market challenges, what top 10 challenges they are having, right? You have to write out those top 10 challenges which they are facing as of now as per the current scenario. Maybe the price factor, maybe the experience factors. If I say, like, you know, people are not getting the good experience, the value for money they are not getting. So they get cheated sometimes. So the trust issue. So these kind of challenges you can write it down. Then you have to write it top three problems that you are going to solve. Yes. Top three problems that you are going to solve. It can be from those 10 challenges, but this top three problems which your company, which your mission is going to be. Now you have to write these steps that your clients have to go from. Just like, you know, if I say I am into this coaching and my clients, they just, you know, look at me on the Facebook, YouTube or the ad or the WhatsApp. They just jump into our webinars, then they consult me for a consultation call, which is, you know, free of cost as of now, but it values 1300 rupees. So this is how, you know, they get to me, and then I decide with them and we go on a long call wherein we decide the strategy and we take them further, right? Apart, your steps, like your clients, which all steps they have to go. Firstly, pre-sales. So you have to design your marketing in such a way, like how you are going to capture your leads, be it from the portals, be it from the social media or offline marketing. What is the best step? Because once you are clear on the above five steps, now this is an important step, so that you can design yourself in such a way so that it could help you getting the right leads, right prospects. Now this pre-sales marketing you have to decide. After that, post-sales, you have to decide. Then sales are going to happen. And after that, post-sales, before travel, your operations, how they are going to be, how you can automate themselves. Then after travel, there should be a CRM system so that it has the mechanism to collect all the feedbacks and work out on those feedbacks. Now with these six steps, I suppose you'll be able to have a better clarity on your niche. What is your niche? and you can work on that path easily. Now, this is not the last. Now you have to create your mission. You should have a big vision, but here we are going to talk about the mission, how you are going to drive towards your vision. So let me just give you some examples so that it can help you to create your mission. For example, my mission is to empower 13,000 travel people becoming digital travelpreneurs by 2025 using right mindset and systems. So in the same way, if you are into the tourism business, then your mission can be to help 100,000 senior citizens explore the Goa and enjoy. Number two, to help 1,000 corporates in getting their visas processed smoothly. So here, if you are into the corporate travel and doing only visas, so here it can resonate with your niche. And the third, to help 100,000 youth go on bike tours to Ladakh. So here if you are in the experiential travel, then it can be your mission. And last but not the least, let me just give you a bonus. If you are into the travel agency model and if you feel like you have multiple niche, you have spent some time now into the industry and you can do better, so here is what you can go for. You can go for travel agency model system. That means you are serving all, don't go pay as you go, right? If they are coming, because you are selling a product wherein people are not using on daily basis, monthly basis, weekly basis, or it is on the annual basis, or more or less, if I talk about, people are traveling max 4 times in a year. If you are in the corporate travel, then you have to design, but this is specifically for my audience who is into the luxury, premium or budget travel and selling packages, right? So here you can derive, like you can go on the annual subscription packages. You can mention like this much you can charge as annually, as comparatively you are charging on every time. By doing this, you would be having more and more members in your community and you can focus on delivering more quality rather than fighting on the profits, because you are maybe on one package you are earning 500 or 5,000, I don't mind, but then if you are working on this model, then you have to decide on, you have to give them good services at good price and you will be out of that red ocean. You don't have to fight now again and again for the profits. Your clients will develop a trust in you, and that is going to reduce your costing also. All that costing of the accounting and all so many costs will come down once you work on this model. So hope you are having a right niche clarity and your mission is ready. I want you to come on our Facebook group and write your mission. Once you declare that this is your mission, the people are going to see and you are going to inculcate in yourself, this is your mission, you have to work upon that, this is your baby, you have to take care, and people will start trusting you for this. Hope this has helped you, and we are going to meet you in the next podcast with some different topic which will help you to work towards your mission and goals. Thank you.